want to speak with you a message this morning.
Quiero compartir un mensaje esta mañana.
Titled, They Recognized Him.
Lo reconocieron.
In our Sunday school lesson,
en nuestra lección de la escuela dominical,
we did cover most of these scriptures.
Hablábamos de la mayoría de estas escrituras.
But what I want to emphasize with you this morning,
pero lo que quiero hacer énfasis esta mañana,
is that Jesus had an intimate relationship with his disciples.
Es que Jesucristo tenía relación íntima con los discípulos.
The relationship with Jesus was so close.
La relación con Jesús era tan acercado
that when Jesus was crucified,
que cuando Cristo fue crucificado,
their hearts were shattered.
Los corazones fueron quebrantados.
Can you imagine seeing someone that you're so close to?
¿Se puede imaginar ver a alguien a quien amas tanto?
Dying in front of you.
Muriendo enfrente de usted.
These disciples had been with Jesus for years.
Estos discípulos habían estado con Jesucristo por años.
Some of them had been with Jesus from the beginning of his ministry to the very end.
Algunos habían estado con Jesús desde el principio de su ministerio hasta el fin.
And when you spend around 3 years with someone,
y si usted toma tiempo de 3 años con alguien,
you've walked where they've walked.
Has andado donde ellos anduvieron.
You've eaten meals together.
Han comieron juntos.
You've traveled together.
Han viajado juntos.
You've even experienced persecution together.
Aún ellos experimentaron persecución juntos.
In the midst of all of this is a camaraderie, a knowledge of one another that becomes intimate.
En medio de todo esto había una conocimiento íntimo de el uno al otro.
Jesus would say,
Jesús dijo,
that his sheep know his voice.
Mis ovejas conocen mi voz.
He would tell them, I am the good shepherd.
Él les dijo, yo soy el buen pastor.
And he would tell them, my sheep know my voice.
Y él declaró, mis ovejas escuchan o conocen mi voz.
And there is no doubt that his disciples had become so close to Jesus.
Y sin duda, estos discípulos habían se habían acercado tanto a Jesucristo
that they knew Jesus's voice above all others.
Que conocían la voz de Jesucristo más bien que de los demás.
But Jesus was taken from them.
Y Jesús había sido llevado de ellos.
They watched him hanging on the cross.
Ellos miraron a Jesucristo clavado en la cruz.
They heard the cry from off of the cross.
Ellos escucharon el clamar de su voz ahí en la cruz.
It is finished.
Cuando él dijo, ha sido terminado.
And they would watch as Jesus' head would hang as he died.
Y miraron cuando la cabeza de Jesucristo colgó después de morir.
The pain that is in their heart,
y el dolor en los corazones de ellos,
is very real.
Era tan real.
But in John chapter 20,
pero aquí en Juan 20,
in verse 15 through 18,
en versículos 15 a 18,
we find Mary.
Leemos de María.
Mary Magdalene.
María Magdalena.
Who had been delivered of 7 demons.
Que ella fue liberado de demonios.
Had experienced freedom in Christ.
Ella había sido liberada en Cristo.
And now she sees that her Savior is gone.
Y ahora ella miraba que su Salvador se había ido.
Her and other women have found the tomb empty.
Ella y otras mujeres encontraron la tumba vacío.
In verse 15 it says Jesus speaks to her.
Y en versículo 15 nos dice que Jesús habló con ella.
It says, woman, why are you weeping?
Y le preguntó, mujer, ¿por qué lloras?
Who are you looking for?
¿A quién buscas?
Supposing him to be the gardener, she says to him, sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've put him, and I will take him away.
Ella, pensando que era el jardinero, le dijo, Señor, si tú lo has llevado, dime dónde lo has puesto y yo lo llevaré.
She knows that he's died. He's dead.
María sabía que Jesús había morido.
But his desire is to give him a proper burial.
Pero el deseo de ella era de darle una propia sepultura. Thank you.
She doesn't realize that it's Jesus talking to her.
Ella no había reconocido que era Jesucristo mismo hablando con ella.
Sometimes the pain in our hearts blinds us to his presence.
A veces el dolor en nuestros corazones nos enciega a su presencia.
But then Jesus says her name.
Pero Jesucristo dijo su nombre.
He says, Mary.
María.
And all of a sudden she recognizes the voice.
Y en ese momento ella reconoció su voz.
It's Jesus.
Era Jesucristo.
Only Jesus says my name the way that he says it.
Solo Jesucristo dice mi nombre de esa manera.
My sheep know my voice.
Mis ovejas conocen mi voz.
And you can imagine her heart skips a beat.
Y puede imaginarse que su corazón había palpado.
She turns to him.
Y ella lo miró.
And says, "Teacher."
Y le dijo, "Maestro."
And he says to her.
Y él le dijo.
Because she's fallen to his feet, she's holding tightly to him.
Porque ella cayó a sus pies y tomaba de él.
It reminds me of Ruth.
Me recuerda de la historia de Ruth.
When Naomi tells her, "Go and go back to your own country, to your own people."
Cuando Noemí le dijo, "Vaya a su misma país, a tu gente."
And instead of leaving Naomi, she clings to her.
Y en vez de dejaran a Noemí, Ruth aún más se acercó a Noemí.
She says, "Where you go, I'll go."
Y le dijo, "A donde tú vas, yo iré."
Your people will be my people.
Tu gente será mi gente.
Where you die, I will die.
Donde tú mueras, yo moriré.
And in a way, Mary is cleaving unto Jesus.
Y de esa manera, María estaba allí junto a Jesucristo.
She's holding on to him because of her love.
Y ella tenía ese amor por él.
There's an intimacy between them.
Había una relación íntima.
Jesus loves Mary.
Jesucristo amaba a
and Mary loves Jesus.
Y María amaba a Jesucristo.
This is a relationship between these two people.
Era relación que tenían los dos.
There's nothing immoral with this.
No había nada inmoral.
It's a relationship between the Savior and the sinner.
Era relación en medio de el Salvador.
This woman who had once been bound.
Esta mujer que había sido como encadenada con demonios.
And is now free.
Ahora estaba libre.
Is clinging onto the one that delivered her.
Y estaba acercada a su liberador.
But she knew Jesus.
Ella conocía a Jesucristo.
Therefore she recognized him.
Y lo reconoció.
In Luke 24,
ahora, en Lucas 24,
we find two disciples walking to Emmaus.
Leemos de dos discípulos andando en el camino de Emmaus.
Jesus would eventually join along with them on this journey.
Eventualmente, Jesucristo se acercó para andar con ellos.
And in Luke 24,
y en Lucas 24,
verses 28 through 32,
versículos 28 a 32,
as they're traveling together,
mientras que andaban juntos,
they drew near to the village where they were traveling.
Se acercaban al lugar donde iban.
And Jesus, it seemed as if he was going further from them.
Y parecía que Jesucristo iba a andar aún más que ellos.
In verse 29 it says, they urged him, saying, "Stay with us."
En versículo 29 dice, pero ellos lo obligaron a quedarse.
For it's nearly evening and the day is far spent.
Diciendo, quédate con nosotros porque se hace tarde y el día ya ha declinado.
And so he stayed with them.
Entonces él se quedó con ellos.
And when they sat together at supper,
y cuando se sentaron juntos a comer,
Jesus took bread.
Jesús tomó el pan.
He blessed it and broke it.
Lo bendició y lo quebró.
And he gave it to them.
Y lo dio a ellos.
And it was at that moment that their eyes were opened.
Y en ese momento se abrieron sus ojos.
They recognized him.
Y lo reconocieron.
When you're around someone enough,
cuando estás cerca de alguien por tanto tiempo,
you can recognize their ways.
Podemos reconocer maneras y características.
Like Mary, you can recognize their voice.
Como María, podemos reconocer la voz.
But like these two, they're recognizing his ways.
Pero como estos hombres, ellos reconocieron la manera de Jesucristo.
He breaks the bread.
Él quebró el pan.
And he hands it to them.
Y les dio del pan.
And is it at that moment that they recognize him?
Y en ese momento era cuando ellos le reconocieron.
Do they see scars in his hands?
Vieron las en sus manos las llagas.
But all of a sudden their eyes see him.
Pero en ese momento vieron con sus ojos.
And he was there all the time.
Y él estaba aquí, allí todo el tiempo.
Whatever you're going through this morning.
Por lo que sea lo que usted está pasando
esta mañana. If you are a child of the living God.
Si usted es hijo o hija de Dios.
Jesus is with you.
Jesucristo está con usted.
You might not recognize him in your circumstances.
Quizás no podemos reconocerlo en nuestras circunstancias.
But I'm here to tell you, he's there.
Pero estoy aquí para declarar, él está con
usted. It's like that old Southern gospel song.
Como ese canto antiguo que dice.
That says he was there all the time.
Él estaba allí siempre.
It may not make sense to you.
No vamos a entender completamente.
But Jesus was with them.
Pero Jesucristo en verdad estaba allí con ellos.
And they
ellos.
Said, did not our hearts burn within us?
Y ellos le preguntaban, ¿no ardía nuestro corazón en nosotros?
When he shared with us the scriptures.
Mientras nos hablaba en el camino y cuando nos abría las escrituras.
In John 21.
Ahora en Juan 21.
We find another occasion.
Leemos de otra ocasión.
Jesus' disciples decide to go fishing.
Los discípulos habían decidido ir a pescar.
They go back to something they're familiar with.
Regresaron a algo que conocían muy bien.
But in going to what they were familiar with, they didn't catch anything.
Pero en regresar no habían pescado, pescado. No habían obtenido pescado.
Peter said, "I'm going to go fishing," and the rest joined him.
Pedro declaró, "Yo voy a ir a pescar," y los otros también fueron con él.
And these experienced fishermen didn't catch anything all night.
Y estos hombres pescadores no encontraron nada toda la noche.
In the morning,
y en la mañana,
Jesus is standing there at the shore.
Jesucristo estaba allí.
And he asks them for fish.
Y les pidió pescado.
But they said, "We're sorry, we fished all night, we didn't catch not even one."
Y Jesús, los discípulos respondieron, hemos pescado toda la noche, pero no hemos obtenido nada.
And so Jesus tells them,
entonces Jesús les dice,
throw the net on the other side of the boat.
Echa la red al otro lado del barco.
And so I'm sure they're wondering, what's wrong with you?
Y yo creo que ellos se preguntaron, ¿pero qué estás pensando?
They haven't recognized Jesus yet.
No habían reconocido a Jesús.
So they throw the nets on the other side.
Y en obediencia echaron la red al otro lado.
And they end up catching all kinds of fish.
Y muchos pescados habían obtenido.
At that moment, did it click in their minds?
Y la pregunta es, ¿en ese momento entendían bien?
Another occasion when they were fishing and didn't catch anything?
Otra ocasión cuando estaban pescando y no tenían nada.
And Jesus told them, throw the net on the other side.
Y Jesús les dijo, echar la red al otro lado.
That time they caught so much fish, the nets were breaking.
Esa vez obtenieron tanto pescado que las redes se quebrantaban.
But this time they wouldn't break.
Pero esta vez no se quebró la red.
I'm not sure if that clicked in their minds.
No sé si ellos entendieron muy bien en ese momento.
But in John 21, verse 7,
Pero en Juan 21, versículo 7,
it says, then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter,
entonces aquel discípulo a quien Jesús amaba dijo a Pedro,
it is the Lord.
Es el Señor.
I love how John recognized him.
Me encanta de la manera que Juan lo reconoció.
John, like the rest of his disciples, had an intimate relationship with Jesus.
Juan, como los otros discípulos, tenía relación íntima con Jesucristo.
Did John's mind go back to that time when they caught the original fish and the nets broke?
¿Se fue la mente de Juan a recordar ese momento cuando las redes se quebraron?
It's the Lord, Peter.
Pedro, es el Señor.
And Peter, being Peter, just jumps off and starts swimming to Jesus.
Y Pedro, siendo Pedro, él fue rápidamente nadando a Jesucristo.
Skip down to verse 12.
Ahora vaya a versículo 12 de Juan 21.
John 21, verse 12.
Juan 21, versículo 12.
It says, Jesus said to them, come and eat breakfast.
Okay.
And none of his disciples dared ask, who are you?
Les dijo Jesús, venid comer. Y ninguno de los discípulos se atrevía a preguntarle, ¿quién eres tú?
It says, they knew it was the Lord.
Sabiendo que era el Señor.
Jesus tells them, come and eat.
Jesús les dijo, venid comer.
They see the fish and the bread.
Vieron el pan y el pescado.
And as they sit there,
y mientras que estaban sentados allí,
Jesus begins to feed them, doesn't he?
Jesús les dio de comer.
But none of them ask, are you the Lord?
Pero nadie de ellos le preguntaron, ¿eres el Señor?
They didn't say, who are you?
Ni le preguntaron, ¿quién eres?
Because they knew it was the Lord.
Porque sabían que era el Señor.
Just like Mary recognized his voice.
Así como María reconoció la voz de Jesucristo.
Just like those on the road to Emmaus recognized his actions.
Así como los hombres en camino de Emmaus reconocieron las acciones de Jesucristo.
His disciples here have recognized him calling them to eat.
Aquí los discípulos reconocieron a Jesucristo llamándoles de venir y comer.
And again here, Jesus, it says, came and took bread.
Y aquí una vez más dice, vino Jesús y tomó el pan.
And he gave it to them.
Y les dio pan.
I wonder if their minds went back to when he fed 3,000.
Quizás sus recuerdos se fueron a cuando Jesús le dio a comer a los 3,000.
Remember just a few little loaves and a few little fish?
Podemos recordar que era un poco de pan y un poco de pescado.
Another time he fed 5,000 with the same.
Otra ocasión, el milagro fue que él le dio a comer a 5,000.
And now he's feeding them right there on the seashore.
Y ahora, donde estaban encontrados, él les dio de comer otra vez.
They recognized him.
Ellos lo reconocieron.
They had been with Jesus.
Habían estado con Jesucristo.
They had walked where he walked.
Anduvieron donde él anduvo.
They had spent time with Jesus.
Tomaron tiempo con Jesucristo.
And so they recognized him.
Y lo reconocieron.
And it's the same today.
Es la misma cosa hoy.
Jesus is recognizable.
Podemos reconocer a Jesucristo.
And I ask you this morning.
Y les quiero preguntar esta mañana.
Do you recognize Jesus?
¿Reconocemos a Jesucristo nosotros?
Have you received Jesus Christ as your Savior?
¿Has recibido a Jesucristo como tu Salvador?
Are you born again?
¿Has obtenido nueva vida en Cristo?
I'm here to remind you once again.
Estoy aquí para recordarles una vez más.
That Jesus is the only way to be saved.
Que Jesucristo es el único camino para ser salvo.
Easter is all about the resurrection of Jesus.
Este día de Pascua es todo enfocado en la resurrección de Jesucristo.
The resurrection is a declaration.
La resurrección es declaración.
That he's conquered death.
Que él venció la muerte.
Never to die again.
Nunca para morir otra vez.
Jesus is the first fruits.
Jesucristo es el primer fruto.
The first one to be resurrected from the dead.
El primer de ser resucitado de la muerte.
But he's also the resurrection.
Y él es la resurrección.
And the only way for us to be resurrected into life.
Y la única manera para que nosotros un día seamos resucitados a nueva vida
is through Jesus Christ.
Es por medio de Jesucristo.
Do you recognize Jesus this morning?
La pregunta es, ¿reconocemos a Jesucristo hoy?
Let's bow our heads.
Incline su rostro, por favor.
And I want us to pray.
Yo quiero que oremos.
That the Lord will make himself known in our lives.
Que el Señor se haga conocido en nuestra vida.
He calls to you once again.
Él nos llama una vez más a nosotros.
He's calling to you so that you would recognize him.
Él nos llama para que nosotros pudiéramos reconocerle.
He wants you to recognize his love for you.
Él quiere que nosotros reconocemos su amor para nosotros.
His heart for you.
Para reconocer su corazón a nosotros.
He died on that cross for you.
Él murió para usted.
Don't wait until it's too late.
No tome por ventaja el tiempo y espera hasta que sea muy tarde.
Lord, this Easter Sunday, we come before you and we acknowledge your presence here in our midst.
Yes, Jesus.
And Lord, we recognize your voice. Yes. As you call to us once again. And so I pray, Lord, through the power of the Holy Spirit,
yes, God.
That, Lord, you would just continue, Lord, to move, Lord God, even in our midst, in such a way that you knock on the heart's door once again.
Yes, Jesus.
Lord, if we've strayed in our hearts and we aren't following you as closely as we should, just like you did in the church in the book of Revelation, you knocked on the heart and you said, open the door and I will come in and sup with you. And you with me. And so I pray if there are any in this room whose hearts have grown callous, they've grown hard, they're not praying like they used to, they're not seeking you like they once did. In a way, circumstances have caused you to seem unrecognizable. I pray this morning that you would begin to break down those barriers and that, Lord, there would be a fresh recognition, a fresh understanding that you are there, you've been there. You've not left them. You've not forsaken them.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, you are there ready to hold them and bring them through this trial. And so I pray that, Lord, you would encourage them with your presence this morning. Lord, we pray for those in this room that have known you in the years gone by, but they've strayed. They've forsaken you. I pray that once again in your loving, gentle, yet forceful way, that, Lord, you would knock on the heart's door once again. Remind them of your love. And at the same time, remind them, Lord, that you have eyes of fire. That, Lord, you desire that they would repent and turn to you with all of their hearts. And so knock on their heart's door once again. And, Lord, for those in this room this morning that have never opened their heart's door. They've never known you. They've heard about you. They've been familiar with Christianity or the things of the Lord, but their hearts have never truly opened to you. I pray, Lord, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you would knock on their heart's door this morning, revealing to them not only your love, but also that one day if they don't repent and turn to you, that they will experience the judgment. Lord, on the cross, you took our
Thank
judgment.
You
took
yes,
the wrath
Jesus.
In our place so that in
yes,
Christ,
Jesus.
We don't have to fear judgment. But for those that are outside of Christ, remind them
Thank you, Jesus.
That through Jesus Christ alone is there the removal of judgment and of wrath. And so speak to their hearts once again. And so, Lord, I ask that you would deal with every one of our hearts right where we are. And, Lord, we're thankful that Easter reminds us that you're alive, that you're coming back, and that, Lord, eternity is real. And so we thank you for this with all of our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen.